Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. We're going to talk with Dr. Maria Nolte from Madison Healthcare. And Dr. Nolte's in the studio with us today.
Yeah, it's I'm
filling in for Maynard. So we have you come down to the studio. We usually do it over the phone, right?
Right. Yeah, it's been a while since I've been down in the studio, so it's good to be back.
Yeah, glad you're here. Well, fall has come. We've still got summer left, a couple weeks, right?
Yes.
You like
the sun
hot weather?
Is still shining. I'm a big fan of summer. I like it when it's hot when I wake up in the morning and hot when I go to bed at night. So.
Okay. Not me.
Right.
I like the fall stuff, the sweater, the nice, cool, crisp breeze at night.
Yes.
That's my go-to. So, all right, Dr. Nolte, what are we going to talk about this morning?
So we are going to talk about strokes. We have a booth at the fair with the fair coming up, and I think we've got a little information there about strokes and a little butter sculpture. So we're going to just kind of talk a little bit more about that before the fair comes and get everybody prepared, I guess.
Butter sculpture?
Yes.
What's that about?
Andy, he does a good job at
promoting.
So, we're the Little Minnesota Get Together and they have butter sculptures, so we have our own.
I know he's trying to get me to kiss a pig at the fair. I don't know if that's going to work or not.
Yeah, that's all him. Nothing. I don't have anything to do with that. Okay. So, and right. I don't have to do it. So, all right. So, strokes are, diseases that it's a disease that affects the arteries leading to and from the brain or within the brain. It's number five cause of death and leading cause of disability in the United States. So most commonly strokes occur when there's a clot in a blood vessel in the brain, and then the brain doesn't get the blood. It's damaged or even dies. Some strokes are caused by a rupture of the blood vessel in the brain where you have a bleed in the brain. So both of those are strokes. There's a lot of risk factors that people have for stroke. Some things you can't control, right? How old you are, what gender you are, your ethnicity or your race. But there's lots of things that people can control that can put you at risk for stroke. Some of those things are high blood pressure. So controlling your blood pressure, ideally, 120 over 70 or 80 would be normal and reduce your risk for stroke. Not smoking. So smoking damages the arteries, which puts you at increased risk for stroke. So smoking or vaping would increase your risk for stroke. Having diabetes as it's in and of itself increases your risk for stroke. Again, those damage to those small arteries, especially in the brain, can cause higher risks for stroke. High cholesterol. So that cholesterol builds up in the arteries and causes plaques, and then that narrows the arteries and increases the risk of clots and strokes. So managing your cholesterol. With that, being physically inactive or overweight can increase the risk of stroke because of that. So, getting out and moving and, watching weight can help. Certainly if you have heart disease, so disease in the arteries of the heart, those arteries are probably diseased elsewhere in the body, so that can increase your risk of stroke. There are certain heart conditions like AFib or atrial fibrillation that increases your risk of stroke. What happens with that is that the heart doesn't beat as efficiently. The top chambers kind of quiver and the blood sloshes around in there and then can cause, can clot. And then that's how that increases your risk for stroke. Sleep apnea is also a big one that can increase your risk of stroke. It just strains the heart, which can lead to high blood pressure, which then again can damage the arteries and increase your risk for stroke. So there's things that we can do to, kind of mitigate or reduce those risks. Like we talked about, being physically active, if you have diabetes, managing that well with medications, diet, exercise, eating healthy foods, low in fats and salts, limiting alcohol use. So, not having multiple drinks a night, but one drink a day for women and two for men. Watching your blood pressure. So making sure that if you are on blood pressure medication, that it's doing its job and your blood pressure is controlled. Mm-hmm. Reducing stress in your life, because stress can also increase your risk of stroke. And then, you know, coming into the clinic and getting checked out and making sure that, you know, your blood pressure, diabetes, all of those things are under good control. Those are also very important things for brain health, right? So doing all of those things, not just for preventing stroke, but just for maintaining good brain health and, you know, memory.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Put you on the spot. That's here we go. This is unscripted here. I have a history. My family has a history of strokes. My grandma, my grandpa, my uncles, they all died of strokes. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, is that is genetically or hereditary have a part to play in that then? Or
yes.
If I know that, what can I do to kind of prevent that?
Right. So there's some things, right, that you can't control. You know, like I said, your age, gender, family history. So making sure that you're optimizing all of those other risk factors, you know, not smoking, not drinking alcohol, managing diabetes and weight and being active, that's the best way to kind of reduce that risk. You know, there's no way around your family history, but kind of reducing everything that you can is the best way.
Well, I've outlived my grandma, my dad, and my uncles. I've outlived them, and I'm the only one that hasn't smoked, so I haven't smoked at all in my life, so that's a big plus, right?
Yes. So smoking really damages the arteries everywhere in the body, makes them hardened, and that just increases the risk of the clots sticking there. So
basically what a stroke is you get a blood clot and it releases and it goes to your brain. Is that what that is?
Yep. So you can get a clot that goes up into the vessels in the brain, and then anything, you know, beyond that clot isn't getting the blood flow. So that area of the brain gets damaged. If that clot isn't removed, either with like a clot busting medication, or, you know, now the neurosurgeons can go in there and kind of take a little basket and physically remove the clot.
Oh, wow.
You know, if those things aren't done in a timely fashion, then that area of the brain dies. And that's where, you know, you have kind of those residual symptoms, either weakness or difficulty speaking, or sometimes, you know, even paralysis.
Yeah, that was my next question. Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
Yep.
how do you know if someone's having a stroke or if you're having a stroke?
Yeah, so there, the American Heart Association and stroke.org, you know, I'm sure you've all seen the posters that have the acronym FAST. So it stands for face drooping. So one side of the face drooping. The A is arm weakness, or you could do leg weakness. The S would be for speech difficulty, either, you know, slurring the words, having trouble speaking, just not able to say the words they want to say. And then T is time. So time is brain, essentially. The faster that you recognize it, the faster that we can get patients evaluated and treated, the better their outcomes are. There is, you know, kind of windows of opportunity to prevent that long-term damage to the brain.
Okay. Wow. Real good. A lot of good information there this morning on Wellness Wednesday. We're visiting with Dr. Maria Nolte from Madison Healthcare, and appreciate you coming in. Before I let you go, you know, the fair's coming up. You mentioned the fair.
Yes.
So I'm going to ask you what your favorite fair food is. I'd like to know what a doctor's favorite fair food is. Are you going to think on it for a while?
No, I like the corn dogs or the pronto pups or whatever they're called. That's my favorite.
That's a good question. Someone, I saw this on TV at the state fair. What's the difference between a pronto pup and a corn dog? And is that...
They taste the same to me. So I'll take either. Okay. And then one last thing before I go. You know, it's respiratory season. So putting a plug in there to get your influenza and COVID vaccines, the RSV vaccine as well. You know, as the clinic gets those vaccines, you'll see it in the paper and hear it on the radio. So call and let us know if you're interested, and we're happy to get those done for you.
All right. Thanks for coming to the studio, Dr.
Nolte. Yes, you're welcome.
Dr. Maria Nolte from Madison Healthcare Services. And that's been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.